You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm honored to be joined with Kelly King, who is the BGCO's Women's Specialist. Kelly, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to be here.
Glad to have you on. Now, we are picking a heavy topic for today. The BGCO and its women's ministry specifically has led out on a campaign against human trafficking.
That's true.
If we could talk about that for a while. First, what exactly is human trafficking for those who might only sort of be familiar with that term?
Sure. And it's a pretty broad. A lot of people tend to think of, when they think of the words human trafficking, they tend to think of girls in sex trade traffic in India, maybe in Asia, which that is part of it. So that's definitely part of the hardest issues to deal with. But we do look at different areas. And this kind of comes out of a national WMU, Women's Missionary Union. This is their critical issue. It has been that for the last couple of years. And because our office is part of WMU, and we have women involved in that all over our state, as well as just the topic in general has affected a lot of people. And so we definitely are looking at their definition and how they look at it. And let me just read to you kind of the definition that they came up with, and that might be a little helpful. But they look at it more as in human exploitation, and it is the unethical, selfish use of human beings for the satisfaction of personal desires and or profitable advantage. There's six different areas, Brian, that we kind of look at. We focus on labor trafficking, sex trafficking, media exploitation, pornography, bullying, and even the exploitation of natural resources. The reason that those are all included, they all tend to affect the other. When you look, because when I first looked at it, I was like, okay, exploitation of natural resources. I'm not sure how that really fits in with the sex trafficking and labor trafficking, but yet when you exploit natural resources, most of the time it's done in a way that people are trafficked for labor. There's a lot of children in different countries who are either beaten or coerced to work in different places just to be able to have some. I mean, they're just kind of forced into that slave labor, which exploits our natural resources. And then sometimes that, you know, kind of leads to the sex trafficking as well. So they're all intertwined.
Wow. That's so true what you said about too often we picture it as a problem in a faraway land affecting relatively small number of people. But we know through statistics and sad stories that it hits right here at home.
And I think that's probably what hit me the most about 3 years ago when I attended. I was just invited to a meeting that was through the FBI, and it was kind of, hey, come and learn about this issue. I knew it was going to be something our office was looking at, so it was just down the street at a local YWCA, and I thought, well, I'll just go and just listen. And when I saw a national FBI video focus on the truck stops off I-35 in Edmond, and I saw the testimony of this girl who had been abused, and it was shocking to me, and it was appalling that right here in Oklahoma, it's a big issue. Some people, statistics are hard to kind of, you can play with the numbers, but some people say Oklahoma could be as much as in the top 10 in our nation. And it's because of our interstate system and the trucking industry, which trafficking tends to start in port cities like Houston, Atlanta, San Francisco, but they are moved across our country through trucking systems and through our interstates, and that's become a problem.
It's tragic, and you think about an issue like slavery, and you think, well, that was so sad that it happened in the past, but it is going on today, and fortunately with God, there's always hope, and He is at work. He is using His people who are having their consciences pricked and their hearts moved to action, and the BGCO is in on the effort to do something about this, to say enough is enough. And what effort? Could you talk about the effort with the BGCO?
Sure. Let me just. Yeah, we do have a kind of a human trafficking task force of women from across our state. They represent all different areas of different reasons why they're involved in this. But last fall, they were very adamant, you know, we really need to do something that's kind of statewide, kind of focus on this. And so we decided to designate June 24th as Stop Sunday. And STOP is an acronym for Stop Trafficking in Oklahoma Through Prayer. Because we feel like, you know, one of the first steps in anything that we do spiritually is prayer. And so we've got to get people on board to start the spiritual battle. And the spiritual battle happens in prayer.
That's right. And I love that acronym. And it's something all of us can do. You know, too often we look at a problem so large, so egregious, and think, well, there's nothing we can do. We throw up our hands. But as Christians, we believe, as the saying says, prayer is firing the winning shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts and ends every good thing we do. In just a moment, I would like to take time out to pray. But are there any web resources or information for someone who wanted to do more research, get involved? Are there web resources to look into?
Sure. And even though we've kind of set aside June 24th, a church could really do any Sunday. We haven't designated just one Sunday that they could actually take time to pray in their service. That's what we're asking them to do. But if you go to the BGCO website and to the women's area, there's a whole section on human trafficking and exploitation. It will give you resources and explanations of each of the areas I mentioned. There is a video that was produced partly for our state missions offering, but also it will tell you the story of how Oklahomans are fighting trafficking here in our own state in Southern Baptist. Yeah.
Excellent. So at bgco.org. Now, these aren't just statistics. They're real-life people with stories. Has there been, I think I saw a video with one lady's personal story, and that testimony can be found?
Yes, that video, her name is Janetta, and she actually works at a domestic violence shelter in the Tulsa area, Day Spring Villa, and she is a former victim of trafficking. And there's also another lady in our state that we were at a conference, and she sat there and listened to the definitions and what it was, and she realized for the first time what had happened to her as even a teenager. And so we have women right in our state that this is their story.
Well, and I commend them for their bravery. It's not an easy thing to use scars and tragedy as your testimony of light and pointing to the gospel.
And I might even just mention for Janetta's story, even in particular, she's now finishing her master's degree in social work so that she will be able to help women with the same issues. So God really has used that tragedy in her life and is using that to help other women.
And it's just so encouraging to see people rise from the ashes and the years that the locusts have eaten. God is restoring.
That's right.
Restoring the joy. And through the spread of the light of the gospel, we can see new life, rebirth. You know, I'm reminded, Kelly, as we talk about a C.S. Lewis statement. He said that God desires servants who will become sons. Mm. The devil desires cattle who will become food. The enemy is at work, and our surefire weapon is calling on the name of the Lord in prayer. And
Right. Before
we close this broadcast, I do want to thank you for your work on this and ask if you could lead us in prayer, that if we could stop.
That's right.
And believe in the power of prayer, and the people listening to this broadcast join in with
sure.
us.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we do come to you acknowledging that you are a God who cares about each person, that you love each person with an everlasting love, that you have a plan for each person. And yet, Father, we know that there are abuses in our state, in our country, and around the world against humans. And so, Father, I pray that as believers, we would take a stand against human trafficking and exploitation. I pray that we would become more educated about the issue, that we would be warriors and fighters against this, that when we see injustices, Father, that we would fight against that. And Father, that we would go to you on our knees, because this isn't just a social issue, but it is a spiritual battle. And so we can only approach it on our knees. And we thank you for the hope of Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Kelly, thank you for coming on and for leading us in this way. We've been talking to Kelly King, who is the BGCO's women's specialist. And I just commend you in all you do. Check out these web resources and see how you can help. And do remember to stop and pray that God would bring an end to this terrible tragedy going on today. Pray God's blessings on each one of you listening to this broadcast, and you as well, Kelly.
Thanks, Brian.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.